This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, Pai Luis Inchpesek. Hey, folks, it's Jano. And we don't have Chris today. Matter of fact, we don't have a lot of people in the studio today. I got Brian, our producer, that's working the boards. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing just fine, Jano.
And we had last night we had an all-night stay at a haunted mansion, you might say. And we had another show out there. I'm part of Lineup Media that we went out there, and I think it was like 4 a.m., we had video people. We had our producers out there. We try to see if we could get something at this haunted house. And all I did was sit in the dark, and there were like lights everywhere, little green lights and red lights. I don't know. But nothing was happening, and it was raining really bad. It became a real tiresome night, you might say. And today more than half our people didn't show up, and I'm here doing this. And we have no guests today either. I think Ani's gonna jump in, and I'd like to ask her about what Armenians feel, what Armenians know about. I know Armenia and the Armenian people are really religious, really spiritual, really supernatural in a sense, too, because there were sometimes, I don't know if you guys know this out there, but like my mom, she used to cut the watermelon, and she used to cut the head off where the stem comes out, and I'd go, hey, Mom, give me that part right there to where there's, watermelon on it. She goes, no, you don't eat that part, because if you eat that, your dad dies. Anyway, it was always something supernatural about growing up as an Armenian. She mentioned times in Beirut, Lebanon, when she would go to people's houses and they would have stuff around the walls. I mean, Armenians are, I know we're very Christian, but you know what? There are signs of the old, I don't want to say old pagan, but maybe it's got pagan influence. Maybe it's even got some sort of a evil presence to it, too, because we know the good, we know the bad, and we know what's evil out there. And I think it's that whole realm, like in Romania, you got still houses out there that have a cross in the front of their front yard, and I think Armenians are of that descent, too. I really think that Armenians protect themselves from evil spirits. In any case, it was a pretty interesting night when we walked. I don't know how you guys see things, but I wanted to see if I could feel anything like that, some sort of entity out there. And we went to the mansion, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't get any presents. And this guy that's showing us around, Gary, he's a good guy, but you know what? He's saying, right there, there's a ghost in that corner. And I'm like, no, I don't see anything, dude. And then we walk around. Maybe it's Armenian in me. I don't know. But then we'd walk around. We had a psychic with us. And then out of the clear blue, the psychic said, your mom's here with us. And she's, and I'm like, my mom wouldn't be there if my life depended on. My mom is somewhere at peace with my dad, and they're enjoying heaven. I could give a what she was saying. I couldn't buy any of it. In any case, Brian, it's something like that, man, that I think we strive, we look forward to seeing if they're, you know, just our belief, our religious beliefs, our Christianity, just something to back up everything that is out there. And you just, I don't know, you just want to grasp on the, okay, now I know my mom and dad are in heaven. And I guess it's firmly placed in your heart. That's where it all is. I mean, you could do whatever you want out there to try to play with boards, try to, you know, I don't know what they do. But you could go to the psychics, you could do all this. But in reality, it's all in your heart. It's something called faith. And I think if you have that, that's all that matters. And that's, if anything, that's what I got from all that. So, you know what? We're going to have Ani on, and maybe I'll talk about this with her a little bit, and maybe she can enlighten me. But you know what? I think everything revolves around your belief, and that's it. Maybe there's times when maybe all the time, I guess, you really don't need to know or have proof. You just need something in your heart, and that's what I got in me.
I know, man.
So, in any case, that's what we got going. And my crew's not here, and didn't.
Everyone is gone.
Everyone is gone. I had to get Brian to come in. Thank God he didn't go to this.
I'm here. I'll never leave you.
Yeah, that a boy. But Chris was there. He pulled an all-nighter, and he was there actually a little longer because he had to get all the videos, all the cameras he had to bring down. So he was there probably about till 5:30 in the morning, I think it was. So
yeah, and then he showed up to work the next day,
and he just left. He left. So
he showed up, and then he got his stuff, and then he's now off.
He just dropped off all the stuff, and then he took off again. So
now I got to dig through all the audio.
Yeah, so in any case, that's what we got going. Not much on the Armenia Proud side, but hey, folks, I'd love for you guys to keep checking out our old episodes, episodes from this year. We've had some great guests, and I think it'd be great to just kick back and make a vault of Armenian guests to where, you know what, just kick back and enjoy some great people that we've talked to. And the thing about that too, Brian, we've covered so many people from different spectrums of life, you know. It's cool.
Well, I listened to a bunch of the shows even, you know, before I started working here, and you just had a large group of just great guests that were fantastic.
Right. And that only happens because we feel, and we know you guys are out there and you guys subscribe to our show, and we like to make whatever we can the best of it. You know, we've said it before, you know, it's all about being Armenian, and I don't like sitting back talking about the genocide every week, but I do know that's we have to keep that in our heart too. I'm raising my kids, and that's one thing that I always bring up, that this happened, and I, for one, as an Armenian, feel that the torch is on me right now to pass that on to my kids. I hope they do it, too. I hope they keep this thing alive. But it's something that I want sometime to where you just sit and you talk, and then you move on, and then you talk about something on the good side, and that's what this whole show was based on, that we can still have a good life. We could still talk about being Armenian and how proud. I just didn't want this thing to be all about gloom and all about people just, you know, feeling sorry about what happened back then. Again, I'm not downplaying it, but I just feel that we have to embrace it, and we have to move on and embrace all the other spectrums of life that we have as Armenians. We've covered the music area, we've covered the acting, athletes. It's beautiful arrangement on this show to where I try to get every mixture, and you guys have been great, my past guests. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being on my show. And you know what, we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to have more guests. I know you're working on one. Don't tell me who it is right now, yeah. Or don't tell our guests that, or the people out there listening.
It'll be a good surprise.
Good surprise. So I'm welcoming that, so I can't wait for that. And that's how it is at the studio. I mean, I've got American friends, American people. You know, they're constantly out making phone calls to see if we can get more guests on the show, and it's worked out great. It's worked out great. So I, you know, whatever we can do to make it better for you guys out there in podcast world, you know what? That's great. That's all we're doing is trying to make our show a little bit better. And for you people out in LA being stuck on the road, I hope you guys are enjoying our show here. It's beautiful too that when you're out there listening to ArmeniaProud.com, you could do some shopping, and we can sure appreciate you doing some shopping on Amazon through our site at ArmeniaProud.com. You could even go through ArmeniaProud.com/Amazon. That'll put you right there. You can shop away. Christmas season's right around the corner. I know we got our Orthodox Christmas too. So you know what, folks? Why run over each other? We don't do that as Armenians. We kick back on a chair and through our computer on the internet, and we shop away at Amazon. And why not do it through our site? It shows a lot of love here, and Amazon appreciates the numbers. They're seeing it, and you guys are out there definitely buying from Amazon through our site at ArmeniaProud.com. And if you want to just check out our shows, they're all down there. And on the right-hand side, you got Amazon. You click on Amazon, you shop away. So it's no catch-22 here. Everyone wins here whenever you're on Amazon. You through ArmeniaProud.com/Amazon or ArmeniaProud.com. Go through all our episodes, and on the right-hand side, you'll find Amazon. Hey, Brian, we've got Ani, don't we?
We have Ani on.
Hey, Ani, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Before we go any further, are you now Ani Rishduni?
I haven't changed my last name yet, but in a few years when all like my paperwork is like settled in, then I will make the hyphenation.
How was that? That had to be beautiful. Congratulations
on
getting
married. Yes, I'm married now and it's fantastic.
And you married Sarkis. He's a great guy. We love him too on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how's things been going?
Everything's great. Still in LA. It's very sunny. And it's really nice, to be honest. We've had a few like hints of rain, which I'm actually happy about. But yeah, it's like summer all the time here.
How do you like LA more than San Francisco?
You know, San Francisco has changed a lot and I love San Francisco, but here I feel like it's easier to settle, you know? Yeah, you have to drive everywhere and there's traffic, but you know, there's parking more so than in San Francisco. It's sunnier. It's just a little bit cleaner. And you know, they say that people in LA are not like nice, and I don't think that's true. People are very friendly. I think like it just depends on your approach and your attitude. People have been very, very welcoming and warm here. So,
and how has our man Sarkis adapted to West Coast living?
Yeah, he loves Burbank. It's his favorite place. Like, I'll take him, you know, to other places, and he's still like, hey, like, when are we going back to Burbank? You know, the Armenian markets have everything here, everything from Armenia. So It's interesting. Like, we could still have those, you know, nostalgic moments. There's like 30 different kinds of lavash. Like, there's like their own aisles just for lavash bread. So,
right.
It's a pretty smooth transition, I would say.
So you don't lose the flavor of Armenia at all. You got it in L.A.
The only thing is just the produce is better in Armenia.
Sure.
The fruits, the vegetables, the water. And I do miss living in like a seasonal place, but I'm actually enjoying the sun at the moment.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again on
Thank
that.
You.
And we love having you guys in America. So enjoy. And hey, what we were talking about, what I was talking about, it was, it's kind of strange, but like last night we had our crew, another podcast show, and I was part of that, and we went to a haunted mansion.
Seriously?
And, yeah. And,
okay. Yeah.
And our group was there till about, I guess, 4 a.m. in the morning. And Chris just came back this morning just to drop the video equipment off and all that. We had infrared. We had, I mean, we had it all set up. And we had psychics there. We had, people that are giving us a tour of the mansion. And what I'm saying is, I didn't see anything. The crew was tired.
Did you feel anything?
No, you know, I don't know. I just don't know, honey. I mean, that's what the show started off with today, that we didn't have anyone here today, and I just had Brian. Thank God Brian came in today, and we did our show. We're doing our show, but, I mean, there was nothing. That's what I was saying earlier. There was nothing that stood out. We had some guy saying it. Oh, right there's Henry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking. I don't see no Henry, man. There's no Henry.
Yeah. And do you think it's a hoax? Is that what you're
I'm
implying?
Not saying. No, you see, that's wrong for me to say that, too. But I just don't think that all the vibes that we were bringing in there was all negative vibes. I wasn't, I wasn't scared. I wasn't, I mean, the presence of it was kind of intimidating, the mansion and everything, and but it just, to me, it was just the old house. I don't know. I think there are ghosts out there. And how are Armenians with that? I mean, how do we relate
first,
to stuff
like
that?
If it's a popular place that a lot of people go to, and chances are there's been psychics before or like mediums, and
sure.
It's possible that the energy could have been cleared already, or whatever needed to be released was released. You know what I mean? In that regard. So maybe it was just an empty house, or maybe whatever was lurking around just didn't want to like talk to you.
I think so, because the week before they had a big time news team here. Channel 11 was out there. And they got the hell out. They got scared. They just ran out of there. And here comes my team. And we're like almost asking for drinks and stuff downstairs because we weren't feeling anything. But you know, it's there. I know it's something's there. But we just didn't feel it. And that goes for me to ask you.
Yeah.
In our Armenian world, we do a lot of things supernatural. I mean, we respect it, don't we?
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, there is more so than people actually talk about, but it's actually pretty common for someone to communicate or to see something or know something lives there. It's not very openly talked about, but it does happen. Like, I have a friend who claims that, and he's a skeptic. He's like a total nerd, like he's an IT, you know what I mean? So he wouldn't just like be making this stuff up, but he has a ghost in his house, and it came to a point where they couldn't get rid of it. And he just became a normal thing to live with it in the house, which is very strange. But that's just how it was. I actually had an experience where I did communicate with my friend's grandfather. And it's not something I was looking for. It was literally like 3 a.m. We were playing cards and drinking. There was like a few people at the house. And then all of a sudden I felt like his presence, and he just kind of was communicating through me, and it came out of nowhere. And I wasn't threatened by it and I wasn't scared because he was a good guy and he was looking out for, you know, my friend. And I had encountered him a few times afterward, and it was actually quite pleasant. But it is quite a common thing in that regard. Like, even for instance, some monasteries like Harpat and Sanahin in the Lori region, they have the graves of like very important either monks or like, you know, patriarchs to those establishments. And they have the gravestones on the floor, so you step over them or you step on them.
Why is
that? It's a taboo here, but over there, you're actually paying respect to the person. You're remembering them. You're kind of keeping them as a legacy and to show modesty.
Wow.
So the fact that they do believe, like, there's implications that spirits live on. But no one actually really talks about it. It's so interesting.
That's what I wanted to ask you, too. I wanted to interrupt you, but you just brought it back up again. Why don't we, as Armenians, like to talk about stuff like that? Because I remember as a little kid, when I would bring this up to my mom or dad, Asya gente incha. You know, they would make it like... You know, just shut up, kid.
Maybe because, you know, Armenians are all about reputation and, like, you know, they want to be the good Christian or, you know, this and that. So, honestly, I think it depends on the culture and the setting. But I think it's always been a crazy thing to talk about. Also, when you think about, like, medieval Europe, you know, those crazy witch hunts that happen even here. So if you talk about it, then there's still that taboo lingering from those days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of women were killed in Europe. If they're making herbal remedies, they're called a witch, right? Even though it's like not the case. Or if their husband would die and they would inherit a big plot of land, they'll be like, oh, well, she probably cursed her husband to kill him and take the land. So the like, you know, government would be able to access. So there's different reasons. I don't know. I actually would love it if we could talk about it more, and that's so we can release the things that are here and relieve them. You know what I mean? And it's easier for us to move on.
Right.
Sometimes when people are grieving over a loved one, if they hold on for them for too long, they're actually pulling them here and not letting them move on. So it would be nice if we could kind of
work with it
together.
I never knew anything like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know I've heard from a few people that they were trying to get rid of a few ghosts or spirits in their houses, and they tried to go to different mediums or, you know, like healers, and they ended up calling a Catholic priest. They actually know how to do it. They do it. You know,
really?
So it's really interesting that you don't really talk about in the church, but that's actually a service that they do.
What about our Armenian church? Do we respect anything like that? Or if I call Derhar, he's going to go, Deras kishmashat chametzi yere kishir.
Honestly, I think it really depends on the church and it depends on the Derhar as well. So I can't really answer that because, you know, each one has... It's like politics on its own, you know, if you ask me. But actually, like, technically, they're supposed to help you if it's any type of, you know.
That could hurt you. Because you think about it, Ani, why do they come to our house to bless our house?
Bless the house.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be something maybe not, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was founded on something like that, that the... that
Absolutely.
You're blessing my house to get evil out of it, right?
I mean, frankincense, they're burning frankincense. And it's, I don't know if you guys know, but it's actually like a tree sap from a special type of tree. And it's been used for thousands of years as a antibacterial, antiseptic, and, you know, the spiritual properties of cleansing as well as like the physical properties of cleansing. So, yeah, you're totally right. It's used to cleanse the house. And what they actually say in their prayer, their mantra, we don't really pay attention too much. And it's in Gurapar and, you know, we don't really understand it. So they obviously could be saying, you know, some relative type of prayer for cleansing.
Right. I totally
so
agree.
Right.
I totally agree. And as a race, too, as like I brought up earlier, Armenians are very superstitious. We, mm-hmm. I mean, I maybe Sarkis has got something on this too, because me,
he totally from, does. Yeah.
Me from Lebanon, I remember, uh-huh. I remember, and I till the day my mom died, if we ate watermelon, she would say that part of the head, that stem, any watermelon, any red to that part, it doesn't matter. When you cut that off, you're supposed to throw it away and not eat it. And I'd say, why? And she would say this. And you know what? I got to say, it's going to sound crazy, but she would say, hide it. Pama hide it. Your dad will die or something. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a damn watermelon. And they were stuck on that. They would not leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Whatever was the way it was still the way it is now.
Yeah, it became the norm. Like, there are a few things. You're right. Like, if, like, an ancient Armenian kind of other superstition, if someone accidentally spills dough in the tonier, in the ground, mm-hmm. then it's like a bad omen. But if we really think about it, if you spill dough in the tonier, it's not prepared, like, you're wasting bread, you're wasting dough. So they turn it into a superstition in order to kind of teach us, like, how to do things. The watermelon one I actually haven't heard about. That's really interesting. Some of the origins we don't know. Some of them, it could be for health reasons that we're not aware of, and it just turned into like this big taboo. Because, you know, Armenians love to exaggerate, like, oh, Miara, like, you know what I mean? Like, taking things like really too seriously.
Right.
One thing I always do still, and I try not to be superstitious, but there are just very few of them that I actually still do. One is, if someone's traveling or leaving, I always throw water behind them as they leave. Mm-hmm. Not on them, but behind them. So, yeah. So, like, and basically it symbolizes, hey, like, safe travels, like, come back like the flow of water. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that brings something else, too, because I used to see, like, footages of Artsakh fighters getting out on trucks and leaving, and I think the women threw like rice at
rice
the path
or
and
water
stuff.
To give a blessing. Sarkis is here with us, and
Sarkis in Shpesas Yechpar.
Shadlov, Tugin Shpesek.
Shadlov Yechpar.
And I wanted him to share a really interesting superstition that he can just historically explain better than I can. And, you know, Armenians are all about, like, oh, if you do this, if you're cursed. And we use the word curse a lot. So, Sarkis, can you tell us about what we talked, the bird nest?
Yeah. What was the name of the bird? Tweet? Zid. Tweet.
Dizernag.
Yeah. So the bird Dizernag. I'm not sure the English name of it. So in Armenia, it's very known that if you're not supposed to remove the nest of that bird, even though the bird made its nest inside your house or in your kitchen or anywhere surrounding your house.
Really?
Why? They believe that this kind of bird has very strong connection with the gods, that it can curse you if you remove it. So the historical connection within the birds and the god is very, very interesting. So this only kind of bird, he used to be the messenger of love between Asrik and Vahakni. Asrik, the goddess of fertility, and Vahakni, the god of fire and war and sun. So every time when Asrik wanted to keep in touch or contact Vahagni, she used to send Dizernags to him. And this is why Armenians still believe in the power of the Dizernag. And another interesting fact about the Dizernag, I'm sure you know Dizernag Apert, the genocide monument in Yerevan.
Yes, of course.
So the name behind Dizernag Apert is also interesting, because while they were constructing the basis of the monument, they found remains of a temple and settlements from late Bronze Age, early Iron Age, aka Urartian era, and they believe that they found the remains of Asrik, goddess temple. And they called it Dzenaga. They called it Dzenaga Per, dedicated, or dedicated to the goddess of Azrek.
So any relation to the bird?
Yes, yes. Actually, my professor, when I was in my second year in my university, so our professor, he took us on a field trip, and he was telling us about the pagan rituals and ceremonies, and he was talking about his personal experience. When he was married maybe 30 years ago, they found a nest on the balcony, and they on the balcony between the edge of the window. So eventually they removed the nest, and the bird kept coming back every day, knocking on the window for several hours, making loud noises and leave. The bird kept doing this for almost 2 years, and when the birds stopped doing this, the wife died.
Oh my God! How creepy is that?
And also while he was witnessing this all stuff, he was writing a book regarding the rituals.
Wow.
And it was such an emotional time for him. When he was crying when he was telling us, he was like 80 years old professor.
Oh my God!
And he was very crying. He was like, never touch that nest ever again.
So what's one supposed to do? Build a nest for this bird again, or
no? When you see the nest, just leave it.
Just leave it.
Don't touch it. Because first of all, the birds they're not nasty. They're very clean. They eat the small worms, the small insect inside the house. Second of all, the birds are very also how you say Ani? The birds are, they only pick the good places. So if they pick up your house, it means your house has good energy, has good vibes.
And this is to that one particular bird, right?
Yes.
Because
on my patio,
I have a robin that keeps doing a nest and craps all over my patio, and I would like that thing
like
gone.
Get rid of the nest.
Yeah. I need that out of there.
I have one more interesting fact. So I'm sure maybe you know that Ani, when you used to live in Yerevan, she was living exactly across a bread factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every night we used to go buy breads from there.
Like
so at the lobby or at the entrance, you could actually see two nests of the birds.
Wow.
And they don't remove it. They like it.
They were giant. They're just there.
Yeah.
Wow. So they want the bread company to do well then.
Yeah,
they do.
Exactly.
Yes. And they do well. They make good bread.
Thank you very much,
Sarkis.
About
your robin bird, I mean, now that you heard the story.
I know, but that's a robin. That's a robin. That's the bad bird, right?
But you know, birds are definitely, in most cultures, messengers. I would advise it's best not.
To be honest with you, I water hose this empty nest after they left. I said, okay, and they won't come back. They came back and built another nest at the same spot.
And maybe you have a good energy there.
No, maybe it's a good place for them not to get wet.
Yeah.
Maybe that could. You see, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Ani. Maybe this. I can't go to these mansions and these haunted places because there's so much negativity in me because I make it to where it's not, it can't be, that can't happen. That's how I believe in. I believe in heaven, and of course there's hell too, but I just believe that once you die, you either go to one or the other. You don't hang around and you don't walk around. Who the hell wants to walk around in a mansion as a spirit? Don't you want to go to heaven? That's how we believe.
Yeah, I mean, it would be ideal, right? Sometimes people pass and they don't understand that they're passed. It could be basically a karmic situation.
Mm-hmm.
They have to still accomplish something or help somebody or whatever the case is. Some people are very attached. They don't want to let it go. A lot of times when the person built the house, in particular, they put like their life into building this house and then they pass and they want to stick around. Yeah, you're right. It's not healthy. Like, move on. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's not the case for everybody. So.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. That's why it's good to have healers and, you know, interesting types that can deal with the situation.
And on that note, too, who do you trust on that? I mean, you got these psychics, and you don't know if they're just throwing stuff out there or whatever.
Yeah, referrals.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a Reiki session or like people have asked me to communicate with their like past loved ones, and I'll only do it if I feel like if they're, I can tell if they're like a crappy person or not. So I don't take everybody, but if, gotcha. You know, they really need an answer, I'll do it. But I set strict guidelines and boundaries. So yeah,
that's our Ronnie.
So you want referrals, definitely.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, my friends. It's great. It's a great topic, and you know what? We'll find out from the videos. Maybe we got something
on
the videos.
I can't
wait to see it. Yeah. So we'll see what happens on that. And you guys got anything planned over the weekend?
Not really. I'm working on a few projects, which I'd like to share with you next week.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, so just a lot of writing. It's going well.
Beautiful.
A lot of writing,
beautiful.
A lot of photography. So.
And you got to meet Mariam when you got into
LA.
I
did. It was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. We're going to meet up again next week for lunch. So.
Excellent. I asked Mariam to be on the show. She said she was a little busy, so maybe next week we can get her on too, and it'd be
great.
You know what we'd like to do? I think it'd be great if you guys can get something going out in LA too, another Armenian podcast show. You guys are right next door to each other. So yeah, that'd be great.
I would absolutely love to.
Excellent. So, all right. So I guess we'll get back next week, and I'll tell you how the videos went and all that. And it's been great having you back on, Ani.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Okay. Well, you take care. Sarkis, you take
too.
Care, my man.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Well, it was great having Ani and Sarkis, and I'm really excited off the air. We talked about having shows for these guys, too. Say, folks, go to Lineup Media. We're having more shows put on this network. It's outrageously great. We've got so many shows in the works, and we've got shows right now that you could listen to. Armenian Nights, one of them. These guys are great. They put out some great stuff. Michael out in L.A. has his own crew. That's on Lineup Media as well. Lineupmedia.fm. Let's not mix it up here. So go to our site. I guarantee you'll enjoy all the shows that we have out there. And, Brian, we're just getting better and better, man.
Getting better and better.
All right, from Jono, no Chris, from Brian, we are out of here, my friend. Genatsit Kisher Party. We will be back with you next week. God bless.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.